I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we got plenty of minutes to approve. So we're going to start with the minutes from December 15th. So would you all make sure you have the correct minutes? Because I put 14th and it's not, it should be the 15th. So just make sure that we're looking at the correct minutes. On these minutes, on page 6 at the top, let me see if we can get the pages. Where it says select name Young. In the other minutes, it was incorrect. So I listened to the tape and I just copied what was on the tape. So that I made the other changes. There were some small changes here about, you know, I already did those. But the only thing that was substantial was on page 6 where it says select name Young. So is there a motion to approve the minutes as corrected? Or do you want to read them?
No, I'll make a motion.
Okay, Bob makes the motion. Is there a second?
No, sir.
Dan is second. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, there's the December 15th approved. Okay, then we go to the minutes of...
11.
January 11th. Oh, that's just an extra 15. Okay, January 11th. Are there any changes to the January 11th meeting? Excuse me, minutes.
To approve the minutes.
Okay, Jody makes the motion. Is there a second?
A second.
Becky seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Here we go for the 11th. Approved. All right, next one is February 4th.
I'll make the motion.
Paul moves to approve these. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Sue seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm abstaining. I wasn't there.
Okay. Well, you can see we did a lot without you. And February 11th.
I'll make a motion.
Paul moves to approve.
I'll second.
Sue seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Bob still abstaining. All right. That takes care of our minutes. Good. I didn't, on the minutes, I didn't see any questions that were unanswered from previous meetings. Does anybody have any that they recall? Okay, so we'll move to the town reports. We have the comparison report and then an email from Donna. On the expense comparison, the headings are incorrect. It says, it says 15 and 16. It should be 16 and 17. So the amounts are correct, but on the expense comparison, revenue comparison, the headings, just have to change the headings. Okay, so, but the information is all the same.
Did you have an extra copy?
Of this one? Yes, I do.
I had picked my folder up, yes. I picked it up in the morning, so I didn't, it wasn't, I looked at it online when you sent it out, but. This is the expense comparison and revenue comparison. There's not a lot here because we don't really have a budget yet. We won't have a budget until we vote on it on Tuesday. So this is just what we've spent so far the first couple months of the year compared to last year.
And you can see the highway department.
Yeah, we've been lucky. It's been nice the last 3 weeks.
I know, $116,000 more than last year. And if you look at it, $93,000 of it is the highway department.
$24,000 is insurance. Two items alone.
Yeah, I was trying to remember, was there an insurance payment we had to make at the beginning of the year or something?
I believe so, but I will find out.
Wasn't there something, I think there was something about, well, we changed the years. Remember we went...
Right, and then we paid like a lump sum.
And I think maybe that's what that is.
I'll ask why the insurance...
Yeah, I think that's what, remember we went from, we used to go from, what, summer to summer?
Yeah.
And we went to a calendar year, so they had to pay extra. But we'll make sure and find out what that's what it is. Okay, any other expenses on the, any other questions on the expense and revenue report? Not much, only 2 months. Okay. Now the email that we got from Donna, what this is, for last year, there were a couple things that came in that had to be credited to last year's budget, so that the totals that we previously had for last year are a little bit different. So instead of having her print up the entire whole budget again, she just gave us the revised figures. Okay, so for last year, the operating budget, the expenses, the balance, the encumbrances, and the adjusted balance. So that $112,000 would be the amount that we had left over after everything got paid. And then the warrant articles, not all the warrant articles were paid out, mostly because of that extra $100,000 that we have in there for winter maintenance. But I guess we took a little bit out of it.
Salt, a lot of salting.
Yeah. But that's why we have money left over from the warrant articles, is because of that $100,000 warrant article premium. And then the encumber funds and paid out, that was what we encumbered for 2016. And we didn't pay it all. There was $17,000 left over from that. Okay. So does anybody have a question on the figures for last year? Oh, good. You guys are good. Okay, the school reports. Let me tell you where we are here. I emailed Karen Lessard last Friday and asked for the school reports. She said that the school board wasn't going to meet until tomorrow. So I said that won't work for us because we meet today. And then I went to Becky and I said, we would like the school reports before our meeting. And I was told that we wouldn't have them until after the school board meets. Okay? So I looked at the RSA, and I gave everybody a copy of the RSA 32:22. So I'll read it. Upon request by the budget committee, the governing body of the town or district or the town manager or other administrative official shall forthwith submit to the budget committee a comparative statement of all appropriations, all expenditures by them made in such detail as the budget committee may require. The budget committee shall periodically review these statements. So, to make it clear, I looked up forthwith, which means immediately and without delay. So, from my perspective, when we ask for the information from the school, they need to give it to us immediately and without delay.
Well, the decision was made as a 5-member board back when Emily Roster was on the school board, and neither the chair, myself, or anybody else on the board can make a unilateral decision to then send them immediately. That's been the board's position, that we review them before they're submitted to you. And our meeting was changed to this Thursday. We can discuss it again.
We brought this up before. Did you discuss it the last time we brought it up?
it's been not in our meeting as a whole, and we don't do business on email. Like,
you're not supposed to.
Right.
No, I meant in a public meeting.
You sent that to us, so it's not like we're going to make a decision.
No, I don't mean on this instance. In the previous instances where we've had a problem before, if you look at previous menu, previous agendas, the issue of the timely reports from the school was on there before. So did you ever discuss it in a public meeting?
What we've discussed is that the board needs to review the reports before they're submitted to you. I mean, you're at this point, you're asking for March, which we haven't reviewed.
That's contrary to the law.
I understand what you're saying.
That's the law. I don't make this up. That's the law.
I understand what you're saying. We were going on our legal's counsel. So, I mean, we can address it again. But as of right now, I can't do anything because I'm not making a unilateral decision.
No, I don't expect you to make a decision. I'm disappointed that the subject came up before and that it's still unresolved.
I beg to differ because you guys brought it up and we made sure that after we reviewed it, you guys were getting them on Friday so that you can have your 5 days to review it before the next meeting. We've been in compliance since that point.
No. Well, the final budget was not submitted to us on a timely basis.
And this was after that point. And the final budget, we had complications, you know, between changing our computer systems by not having things available to us for us to review because we canceled our summer meeting, just like you cancel your summer meeting. Mm-hmm. And our timelines did not match up so that you guys would get them in a more timely manner. Typically, we get them in August. When we come back to session, we've had them from the school before.
Okay, may I make a comment? Go ahead, finish, Lynn.
No, I wanted to see where the rest of the budget committee wants to go with this. This isn't the first time it's come up.
Yeah.
And to me, the law is pretty clear. Forthwith means forthwith. How do the rest of you feel?
So I think the issue, right, is that they want to review it before sending it to us, mm-hmm. right? What's the legality on that?
It doesn't say anything about reviewing it.
Well, I know it's there, but I mean...
That's their desire. Their desire is to review any information before it comes to us. Even if, let's say that our meeting was on... Well, even if we had to wait for a month, they want to review it in advance before they send it to us. But this is just... Yeah. Information that's already there. It's not like a policy where you have to make a decision or you have to discuss it. It's just information that's already there.
And Becky, you're saying that this was something that was done back when Emily was...
Mm-hmm. Emily was the one that said this is not correct. You guys need to change this.
Okay, so that's probably...
Based on her profession. Based on being the CPA, she said you guys should not be doing this. This is not appropriate.
Do you remember, Lynn?
I believe at that time it was conferred with legal counsel. I know we've asked legal counsel since. They recommend that we review them before they're submitted.
That's what you're being told legally. I mean, I guess, I don't know how it gets resolved.
Change lawyers.
So, go ahead.
First of all, I would like to go to Disney World, and I'm not going to be able to, but what you want to do and what's legally required are two very distinct things. I am sure your attorney is aware of this RSA, but before I go on with that, I want to tell you the email that Lynn wrote did not come from me. It was not my request. I know I've been targeted. It had nothing to do with me. So I think Lynn will agree that it was her job as a chairperson.
I understand that. Yeah.
The statement that they have come since then on time is not accurate. And all you have to do is go back to the minutes and see how many times this has been brought up. I haven't seen it on the school board agenda. So unless you're having private non-meetings discussing this, it hasn't been addressed. It has been addressed with this board several times. It's in the minutes. It's on the tape. We have not gotten them on time. Again, I told you before, we've been told we weren't going to get them. We never have gotten them. I called up the state. I made that perfectly clear at a meeting back in June, I believe it was. It might have been May or June. I'm not sure. And the state said they must be here. They must be here, whether the school board wants to bless them or not. The selectmen have not seen what you just got tonight. We have not blessed it. We haven't signed it. None of that. Okay, a law is a law, and it supersedes, an RSA supersedes what this current school board wants to do. Okay,
This was not put in place by the current school board.
It doesn't matter. It's a policy.
Members prior to.
You've made that clear. How I want to clarify it is an RSA supersedes what any committee wants to do. Like I said, I want to go to Disney, but if I can't, and I legally am told that I must submit the reports, that's what needs to be done. And I just don't think that the current board understands that in a lot of different areas, but we'll get into that later. You can put down rough draft, not approved by the board, approved by two people, didn't look at it, anything you want. The state said you can stamp or sign anything you want on that. This needs to come to this committee and anyone else who asks for information. So as long as, you know, you're clear on that, again, we haven't gotten them on time since it's been brought up. I know we had a computer one time, sometimes somebody else is on vacation. There's always a reason why, but we haven't gotten them. So that was not an accurate statement. But you might want to look back into that, too.
It was an accurate statement because we had this discussion in September, October, and as of that time, we have gotten them to you in a timely manner. They are
except today.
Except for today because we changed our meeting because last week...
But you've been told it doesn't...
Most of us were not here.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, hold on. Does anybody else want to weigh in on this? Go ahead, Bob.
I would just... because I think... And I'm not sure why you don't want to share it. I think, you know, Kevin used to say this all the time, and I've only been on this board for 16 or 17 months. We're not enemies. It seems like we should be more cooperative. If you submit an expenditure report to us, the worst thing we do is we ask a few questions about it. Hey, Becky, can you get us the answer? Right. So I don't know why it has to be so secretive, and I don't want to get into what an RSA says. I think in a spirit of cooperation, it seems like a reasonable request. You've already got the budget money. You can spend it the way you want. You can move it the way you want. Our job is just to oversee it, ask questions, make sure things are appropriate. We're not going to take the money away. We can't take the money away. So I guess I don't understand why you have to approve it, why we just can't see it. It's an information purpose only. I can tell you, I was at the Medical Society this afternoon, and they were all over me about a collaborative practice law that had changed for pharmacy. I went there with draft rules that we haven't even voted on as a board. Mm-hmm. And I gave them to every member there. Because at the end of the day, if you want to get cooperation and you want people to participate and ask good questions, sometimes you need to share things. I wasn't obligated to do that. But at the end of the day, it's going to trigger more questions, which gets more debate, which at the end of the day ends up with better rules or a better law. And I think the same goes for us. I mean, it seems like we sit on this side of the table, you sit on that side of the table. I'm not enemies with any of you. Don't want to be. I just want to ask some questions sometimes. And sometimes it seems like when I ask the question, I'm like the bad guy. And I love vigorous debate. I think when you speak, I learn something. Hopefully sometimes when I speak, maybe you reflect and learn something. I think if we do that in a civil way, I was thinking of Kevin not being here tonight. I was hoping he was going to be here because my comment was going to be that the whole time I've been on this board, Kevin, no matter what his position was always respectful mm-hmm. and polite and did things the right way. And I agree with him. I would like to see more of that with us. I mean, we're here 5 minutes, the tone, you know, the voices start to go up, right? And you can feel it. There's no need of that. We're neighbors. Okay, maybe we have different political connections, you know, and we come from different backgrounds. We're all committed here for a reason, right? We want to participate, make a difference, get our voices heard. Yeah, but we don't always agree with each other. I don't dislike anybody here. And I just wished we could be more civil. And I think sharing information would go a long way in doing that. Like I said, the worst thing I've seen in any of the school reports we've gotten is we've asked 4 or 5 questions you could bring back to the board to get us answers for the next month. I've never seen it go anywhere past that. Am I wrong?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty mild.
So I think it would be nice, even whatever, to say, I don't see the bad part of sharing that information.
I don't either.
No, Becky?
I don't either.
I know.
I will tell you that I've been very disheartened this year on this board as the school board rep, because I felt like every time something went wrong, it wasn't respectfully approached. It was always argumentative. It was always pointing fingers. Well, you guys do this wrong. You guys do that wrong. And I got to tell you, I was on the budget committee before I was on the school board, and I volunteered to be the school board rep because I enjoyed my time. And the tone and atmosphere has dramatically changed to the point where a week before I'm going, crap, I have a budget committee meeting next week, and I dread it. I don't like that. And it's not fair that anybody from any board or any position should feel that way coming in. So, you know, I understand you guys want this information right away. This is how our process has been. I will address it tomorrow night. I am the chair, the acting chair, so I will address it tomorrow. But I feel like you guys need to understand that you really have attacked at the school, and it has come across to all of us. Not just me, all of us. And we all kind of go, okay, whose turn is it? Okay, what can we do for you this time, Becky? And I want that same feeling that we had last year back, because we had a good working relationship. Everybody was comfortable. You got good dialogue. I don't feel like we have that same environment.
Well, I agree, and that's why I brought it up. I think we need to fix it.
Absolutely, so, you're absolutely right. I have no question.
I was just going to say, regardless of how any of us personally feel, we're all bound by the RSAs. So I think RSA supersedes policy, and that's all there really is to say on this matter.
Okay, so the question is, where do we go from here? Okay, I don't want to rehash this thing over and over and over again. You're going to bring it up at the meeting tomorrow night.
I will contact and come
with
tomorrow
with a consensus. If the consensus is something that we're all comfortable with, that will be the end of it. If the consensus is not something that we're comfortable with, then we'll decide what to do from there. How does that sound? I can ask the selectmen to talk to our attorney. I don't want to find us suing each other, okay? I am not going to spend taxpayer money so that school board can fight with the budget committee. We are not doing that, okay? I mean, that's just, to me, ridiculous. So they can speak about it at the school board meeting tomorrow night. And how's that sound? We'll talk about it next month.
Yep.
We'll see.
Because either way, we're not going to get the report. So we have to.
We don't have the report.
Right.
I mean, it's
a moot point.
It's a moot point.
Yes.
Can I toss out some sort of potential compromise? I haven't totally thought this through, so it's open for negotiation. But something along the lines of, I think I'm correct in thinking the numbers are monthly, that the school board holds a meeting within X number of days at the end of the month. If they don't hold a meeting within, say, 3 weeks of the close of the month, they give us the numbers regardless of whether they've been reviewed. Does that make sense? So if their meeting gets... So they have a period of time to meet and review the minutes. Or sorry, meet and review the numbers. If for whatever reason they can't meet within that period, could they release them to us at the end of that period? Something along those lines where, you know, make best efforts to meet, but if you can't meet, don't let that hold up releasing the numbers, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I'm tossing that out there, yes, as a compromise. Recognizing that after the end of the close of the month, you know, give it a couple of weeks, you can have negotiations, but there will be a time at which the data becomes moot because you're almost rolling into the next month.
So. But I think it still gets back to the fact that they're legally being told that.
I appreciate that. Normally it's okay because the dates work this month, the way the dates work, it didn't come out right. But normally they meet before we meet,
right,
and then there's not a problem. Right. It's just this month.
And if maybe in advance we can look at the calendars and figure out which weeks aren't lined up and address it up front rather than after the fact.
But just to understand, we don't need their approved budget.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
I mean, it can say right on it,
yep, not viewed by school board. And still, then it would meet the RSA, whether they met or not, vacations. Because in April, it's going to be the same thing. There's an April vacation the last week of school.
That's at the end of the month.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so
our
we'll...
Our meetings are the first Thursday of the month. We changed this one month We typically don't change our dates. It's the first of Thursday, whatever it is. We changed it because it happened to fall on vacation week and we did not have quorum.
All right. Is everybody comfortable with that? You'll talk to them tomorrow and let us
know.
We'll
go from there.
How it works out. And like I said, if we don't feel satisfied, we don't feel it's a good solution, then we can decide what to do next. Next month will be fine. Mm-hmm. You'll meet the first Thursday and our meeting will be the second Wednesday and we should be all set. Okay? Everybody good? Okay. The next item is minutes. Sue asked that I put this on the agenda, so I did, so.
Okay. I think probably, and there'll be a new board, so maybe this is kind of moot also. I'm not sure, and Doreen, I'll defer to you, that she understands what exactly is expected of her. Are the minutes going to be verbatim? Are they going to be, and Sue's were just about verbatim, or Susan's, or are they going to go back to like last year where they were, you know, it was a page? What, I don't know what everybody's expecting. And again, Doreen, maybe you can jump in. I think there's some, I know I'm puzzled because sometimes, I mean, I looked back at this a couple of years before, and I don't know what this committee wants for minutes, and I'm not, Doreen, do you know? Because I feel badly when I see her put, did I do something wrong? But I can understand, believe me, you know, but do you want to speak up on that or not really?
I mean, it's up to all of you guys. I guess you guys have to discuss it. It's not, and just tell me what you want. Do you want it verbatim? Do you want every single thing? Do you want discussion ensued? Do you want every last thing in there? And I'll do it. It's just gonna.
I think since we have it on
audio,
I mean, verbatim seems like a waste of your time. Personally, for me, I think verbatim seems like a waste of your time. So discussion ensues is seems fine to me. I mean, if it, like Susan, it was easier for her to just to type and do them verbatim because that's how it was
going. And we're posting the audio.
Right, and we, okay. So whatever is easiest for you, I mean, and Lynn is your chairman, so I don't know how that works, but.
Well, when we have a big discussion, I'm not comfortable with discussion ensues because. Sure. I mean, sometimes the discussion lasts for 2 pages, okay? And not everybody has the time to sit and listen to the audio, I got to tell you.
That's but not exactly. Remember, so, I mean, I happen to, chapter 91 talks about minutes. And we can't make her do something. Again, the RSA trumps it. The RSA states that you have to make sure you have attendance, you have voting records, and you have a summary of the items that are being discussed. Doesn't have to be verbatim.
Yeah.
You just want to make sure that you summarize the major issues that were discussed during each vote. That's what the statute says. I think Sue used to do it because she said it was easier.
Yeah.
The format you did on these I thought was much easier to read. Didn't take as much time. The ones that were reviewed tonight, thought they were very well done.
I would suggest that we leave it to the discretion of whoever's taking minutes to the minimum that the RSA requires now that we have audio because we have that level of detail with the audio.
I'd like to include
some synopsis.
Jody said that she doesn't think it was a good idea. And you may have listed all your reasons. And then Susan thought that we should do it, but maybe we should start next week.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So like a brief summary of what who spoke and a kind of a brief summary or of what they said. And then if somebody wants to hear all the details, then like we said, the audio's there.
And just, you know, the audio recordings are only going to be available for a year. So after.
No, we're going to archive them.
Okay. Well, right now it's on the website.
Yes, yeah.
But if they're archiving them, great.
No, we will.
Good.
Yeah.
Do they have some type of voice recognition software that does minutes? Like, that would be ideal, right?
Yeah.
If it wasn't too expensive, you could automate the minutes.
Yeah, it is expensive.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know.
Asked about
I just
it. No, Dragon's the best that they have. I did ask about that because I'm doing some tech stuff for the town. And Dragon's the best quote that they have out there now. And it is not very good.
Oh.
Yeah, it really.
Just one voice, too.
It's, yeah.
just
yeah, if you're.
If anyone
but that's a good idea. We had discussed that because I thought that.
So might. I don't want to. It's what's difficult is, and I know that things are going to change, and I don't want to throw salt in wounds that have already been closed from just this meeting. But it's hard because there's Team A and Team B, and I think it's fair that both sides are in there, you know what I mean? And the only way to do that the right way, so that one person isn't, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
monopolize.
Everybody's in there and has the right, you know,
just
as well. Like Jody said, I think if you summarize it and you just make sure both points are listed in the summary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Whatever's easiest for you. I mean, you're the one who is dictating these minutes, so, I mean, whatever's...
And if we change them, it doesn't mean you did a bad job. It's just something we might have wanted in there. Or maybe I said something I thought was really
wonderful,
important. Mm. I don't know why I'm there.
The whole discussion.
And trust me, it's hard to know because everyone thinks what they said is important.
Yeah.
And some of people talk like they, when they're saying things, they're like, fudge. How do I type all that? Yeah. So, you know what I mean?
Well, you're getting paid by the word, aren't you?
Yeah.
I
will be.
All the eyes.
She wishes, huh?
So, we'll keep working on it. And if we have,
you just have to tell me. If there's something's not right, you have to say, hey, Doreen, put this back. Put this in. And I'll do it.
Okay.
I don't care.
Anything else you wanted to talk about, minutes?
No, I think that's good to get that done. And I just am afraid, I was afraid Doreen was going to quit. And I thought, because, I mean, Susan did a wonderful job, and I think Doreen does also. And I like the details, but I just thought, we better get this straightened out. So that's why that's on here.
Then the other thing you wanted on the minute was BC Communication Legal Concern.
Yeah. As you all know, there was a right-to-know request. And I don't know if you know the details, but this was just for Dana and myself for all our emails, both budget committee and personal, that had anything to do with the budget committee and the town. So out of 9 members, 2 of us were targeted, or it was requested for just the 2 of us, which... is interesting. And then out of 5 selectmen, just myself, it was requested for my emails, just myself. And there's a couple of things I wanted to say on that. First of all, it is illegal to call someone and say to them something such as, the school budget, I've looked at it and looked at it, it doesn't have any fat in it, I hope, you know, or vote for it. That is not legal to do. It doesn't matter who you are on this board, that is not legal. And that has been done. The second thing I wanted to talk about is you discuss the atmosphere is different than last year. And I think it is, and for a couple of reasons. I think this year there's been a lot more questions asked because I've looked at the minutes from the last several years and I hadn't seen a lot asked about the school portion of the budget. And that, I think, has ruffled some feathers, and that's unfortunate. But information is education, and education is information. I don't think anyone should be prosecuted, targeted, or anything else for asking respectful questions. And if you go back and listen to all the tapes, at least from April, they are very respectful as far as the questions being asked. They're factuals. They're not pointing to anyone. They're not saying anything derogatory about anyone. They are factual questions being asked. And I feel very strongly that this right to know targeted 2 individuals who happened to have some knowledge of the school system and asked some questions that maybe were a little tough or embarrassing or hard to answer. So the atmosphere probably is a little bit different because there hasn't been much discussion on that budget that I've seen from the minutes. We didn't have audio recordings before, or I didn't have access to any before April. So that's probably true. I want to give you a quick political history of Candia. This community has always been politically active. Now, I've only been here 64 years, so I know some of you are newer. Some of you have been here a long time also. It's always been politically active. That's not a bad thing, in my opinion. But at the end of the day, it didn't matter if we had an election or a debate or a candidate's night. we could all, and we did all go out for dinner or to go grab a pizza or something like that. I'm not feeling that this year with the particular contested races that we have going on this year. So that's just a brief history of what Candia used to be like. I'm glad we have new people coming in. I'm glad new people are involved. I don't like the way, I've always said, people say, how do you like being a selectman? And I said, I love the job. I love what I learn. I love serving the community. I hate the politics. I hate the politics. And to me, this letter from Sharon DeWitt, who is a cousin to Nicole LaFlam, is politics at its worst. That's just my opinion, because two of us were targeted out of nine. So we've gone over the rules. We've gone over a little history in the town of Candia. It, as you're aware, she has requested the emails from Jess Stainer and myself. I am a staunch advocate for transparency and the right to know. I think you all know that. I am open with it. We've done it with the selectmen. We have done it everywhere. And I'll tell you the truth, Sharon has a right to know what she requested. That is a legal right, and I will fight for that till a bitter end. What I question is why Jess Stainer and my emails were requested on this board and just mine for the Board of Selectmen. Why not the entire boards? You know, is it politically motivated? Is it a slap on my wrist for questioning why the budget reports were not handed in on time? Is it, am I in trouble for bringing up this RSA? Am I in trouble for calling the state just to make sure I had it right? Am I getting punished for that? I ask too many questions. I ask a lot of questions, and you can ask my husband, who is one of the many people in the audience tonight. I ask questions about everything, about everyone. I mean, no, seriously, I'm always asking questions about everything, but that's how I learn. I don't consider it a bad thing. The trouble is there are consequences, and I'm not sure this committee's aware of them, for that request, that right to know request. First of all, what it did is it severely, severely taxed our town office staff. We only have two secretaries to serve this entire town. We don't have the amount of staff and SAU support that the school does. We have two secretaries trying to do this. It has taxed them immensely, as well as a lot of other people. It has thrown our previous wonderful recording secretary, Ms. Hill, under the bus for not posting minutes within five business days. Again, she was thrown under the bus last night at candidates night for not doing that. And I do apologize to her for that. It's brought light to, time and time again, the school not giving us information that we've asked for. It's also put the chair of this board and the chair of my Board of Selectmen under immense scrutiny for things that they did, that they have said and put in the emails.
Hold on one second, Sue.
You have two going. We're all set.
You do? Oh, thank you. Cool.
but I can stop if you feel better for a minute.
Verbatim. That has to go into verbatim.
I promise I won't write that.
Sorry,
and
continue.
That's okay. In spite of all...
I want to make sure this works. Are we good? Are we out of batteries? Or
No, not batteries. I always make sure there's batteries. It just says it's full, and it's not full. It's empty. Unless there's another spot I don't know about.
I was right this far from the end, Doreen. Come on now. That's all right.
I just don't understand where it is.
Are you recording the whole thing?
Both of us. We have two recorders going.
You give one to Andrea?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll just take their recording. I don't know. We'll worry about that later.
I'm having chest pain. Jesus,
so we don't have any EMT here, so we just...
Wait, you have to...
Okay. I know CPR when
you... Okay, go
in
ahead.
In spite of all that, I called the day after we got the request, we started copying. They copied some, I was copying some. in spite of that, when it got to hundreds and hundreds of pages that we had copied, I still was nice enough, in my opinion, to call this office and say, hey, look it, did Mr. Witt give us a monetary cap? Because we are in the hundreds of dollars now. I shouldn't have, because I didn't have to. We should have just kept copying away, but I was nice enough to ask the ladies, do we have a cap here? Because she's well into three figures. And from what I understand, at that point, she told us to stop. We are still going through each of those items to redact thing. The good news, and I want to end on a high note, because the good news is that I have not seen one law broken, not even anything unethical to the lease out of, and I think I've gone through 600 and something to date. I still have several hundred more. Have not seen that at all. But again, this has had ramifications, negative ones, for the school board, their timely reports or not timely reports, and plus the two chair people who I think have a really hard job to do have now been thrown under the bus. And it's just something that if any of you want to pass on to your friends or neighbors, it's just, to me, it's gotten to a new low. The politics this time around has gotten to a new low, and I'm hoping that will stop. No matter who wins on Tuesday, I'm hoping that will stop. It really, I mean, Nicole said last night that I was at a radio station. Have no idea where she grabbed that from. It's absolutely false. It's got to stop. It really does. Everybody got along before. Why can't we just get along? We can ask questions. I'm not mad at you guys when you ask questions about the town. Don't be mad at if somebody's asking questions about the school. Okay?
So I have two rebukes for you on that.
Yes.
First being, you just called out Nicole by way of saying that Sharon is her cousin and this request came from her cousin.
Facts, yeah.
Nicole did not know about the right to know request.
Good.
I actually contacted my group and said, hey, FYI, I just heard that we have a right to know request. Mm-hmm. And she told me afterwards in a private conversation that she had no idea what was going on, mm-hmm. that this was Sharon's doing. So I caution you in insinuating that Nicole had something to
Good.
Do with that
Thank
ahead
you.
Of time. And then the other piece is that I know Nicole maybe pointed the finger at you, and it may have been incorrect to point it at you, but audio from our budget committee meeting was utilized on the Rich Gerard show, Gerard at Large.
Yeah, can be, yeah.
And it was used against her personally and vilified her. So she may have pointed fingers at you. It may have been incorrectly pointed at you, but she was pointing it in that the audio recordings were then turned around and used against her.
So the public record, they can be used any way they want, just like her right to know.
But I'm telling you that, you know, when she's personally being attacked on a radio show over something that may or may not have been said by her or somebody else,
mm-hmm.
that was where she was going with that. So,
well, I hope next time.
It goes right back to the culture of the two boards. We are not working together. We mm-hmm. are clashing heads on almost everything at this point, mm-hmm. and I would like to see that change going forward. So,
good. Thank you.
Good. Thank you very much.
Does anybody have anything else they'd like to bring up?
I just want to note that I complied with it in a timely fashion. The request. That's
immediately.
All I have to say.
Oh yeah.
We both did immediately.
Okay. I will take this opportunity to remind everybody that's why we changed our emails. Okay, and you know, when we first did it, some of us went, but it was really a good idea to just do all our business with, I know the school board always does, they do all their business under the SAU email, and we've been doing that. And
but they can get your personal, they can ask, and that,
well, if
she has every right.
You send emails by personal.
Right, and again, we're assuming that things are always sent at email and there aren't phone calls, which is, that's an incorrect assumption, but.
Well, it just, if we get an email from you and it's from your personal account, then you've just opened the door.
Oh, I always, yeah. And again, yeah. And the good part is, there's, from what I know, there's not a thing wrong. So that's a positive part. Everything was very ethical, very factual. So that's a positive part that we can maybe end on. I don't know.
Okay. Anything else anyone wants to discuss? Before we adjourn, I'd like to thank Dana very much for his service on the Budget Committee. And I'm sorry that Kevin isn't here tonight, because I was going to thank him too.
But you can write him in. That's an option.
So he said he's going to miss it, but he felt bad because his work does take him all over, like to Florida when it's cold and
yeah,
nasty.
It's going to snow.
Poor guy. So we appreciate everything that he did also. Okay, if there's nothing else, would anybody like to make a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
Paul, second? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening.